Dreamscape presents Rage Company by Thomas Daly, narrated by Eric G. Dove. For lost friends and fallen heroes, may the world know of your sacrifice. Forward. Counterinsurgency theoreticians talk about winning hearts and minds. The practitioners, the grunts in Ramadi, focused on staying alive. When Lieutenant Thomas Daly arrived in late 2006, the U.S. battalion inside the city had mapped the location of 83 roadside bombs on the main streets. More bombs were planted each day than the Marine engineers could clear. No sensible patrol leader took the same route twice. No sane infantryman walked into the open. No convoy drove down a road that the engineers hadn't swept an hour earlier. Insurgencies that are fought for the allegiance of the people are inherently local. Insurgencies are won or lost at the local level. Rage, the radio call sign of Daly's infantry company, vividly describes a local fight that illustrates hard truths and gets down to the nub of the matter. How do you break a tough insurgency? Daly's answer is, deploy tough troops who will persist year after year under grim conditions, absorbing and giving back blows day after day, until a political and cultural dynamic grabs hold and changes the nature of the war. Rage Company is a straightforward, honest account of what U.S. soldiers and Marines do when placed in a hostile urban area. Daly describes the valor and the selfishness, the heroics and the mistakes, the rushes to judgment and the regrets. His particular skill is his ability to suspend judgment and present each wrenching combat decision from different points of view, empathizing with U.S. and Iraqi leaders even when he believed their snap decisions and impetuous commands were in error. When Daly arrived in the fall of 2006, the United States was losing on the two critical fronts in Iraq. On the Western Front, concentrated around the province of Al-Anbar, a U.S. Marine intelligence assessment reported that al-Qaeda controlled the population. In Baghdad on the Eastern Front, a civil war was raging, and the Sunnis were being driven from their homes. Yet a year later, the tide of war was flowing in the coalition's favor. What happened? According to one narrative that has achieved mythical status, in 2007, President Bush surged five brigades, imbued with counterinsurgency tactics that won the war. According to this view, the U.S. Army in 2007 finally grasped and implemented the four pillars of counterinsurgency. 1. Provide the population with security. 2. Give them services and jobs. 3. Appoint honest government representatives.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?